never see me.
What did he do?
Monster Calls, or the Groot that does not say I am, or Groot, or at any of that. Adult Groot, if you will. More even adult, is Father Groot, if you will. Papa Groot, if you will, here. People, A Monster Calls, a film I've been looking forward to, which I wasn't going to really review, to be honest. And I was like, well, I'm not going to lie, I got to see it for free. And I was like, I wanted to see it, so I don't want to review it, to be honest. But I was like, well, it's getting a wide release today, so might as well go ahead and check this little thing out in here, because, I mean, not check it out, but go ahead and review it, because, you know, people want to know about it. People probably don't want to know about it that much, because I don't think nobody's really going to go see this film, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about it anyway. I got to say, this is a movie that critics are loving, and this is another one of those films where I'm on the different end of the critics again. This whole Oscar season here, me and critics have just not been seeing eye to eye. The only movies I've been seeing eye to eye with them is Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight. That's about it, to be honest. When it comes to like La La Land, this, Patriot's Day, any of those films, I ain't getting this feeling of moving feelings that they're getting when they watch these fucking films. I don't know what the hell they're seeing, but I ain't getting it at all. So here, I was expecting maybe to feel a little bit, but then when I started watching it, I was like, the fuck is the point of this goddamn movie here, whatever. Personally, to me, I think The Little Prince did it better, because it's kind of got the same kind of storytelling here. Basically about a kid who feels like he's losing everything, but it's basically about someone teaching them that you gotta learn how to let go, to move on with life and stuff like that. I think Little Prince did a little bit better here for me, if you ask me. But that film's got so many fucked up release dates, but nobody knows when the shit came out, to be honest. So, which is the reason why I didn't make my top 10 list, because it would have had originally release date would have been, you know, fucking here, there. Whatever. But nonetheless, though, let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So you got Louis McDougal. I don't know how you say McDougal. You know the name of that burger place and Coming to America, the McDougal Burger or something like that. Anyway, he plays Connor, and his mother, who's played by Felicity Jones, he just calls her Mum in here. Mum. They're British as fuck. She's dying. She's got cancer. And she keeps telling him, hey, everything's going to be all right. We're going to do this new treatment. It's going to make everything all better and stuff like that. Well, no. She's starting to get worse. Sigourney Weaver plays the grandma. Don't know her name here. They just call her grandma. She's kind of I don't want to say evil, because clearly her daughter is dying and stuff like that. But she's kind of she's stuck up in her own way, to where she's, you know, this strict type of person here. And she's not really knowing how to deal with the death of her daughter here. So, for her, everything that's going on in this film, it's new to everyone here. This is all new to everyone here. Toby Kebbell's in here. He plays a dad. He's actually performing good once again in his life after Fantastic Four and Ben-Hur, because he sucked ass in both of those movies. And Louis McDougal, he's getting bullied at school. He's getting bullied like a motherfucker. And, you know, this is the thing right here, too, what I love about these movies here. Is I'm hoping kids do see these films, the ones that talk, scream about stop the cyberbullying and stuff, because bullies in movies, they make you remind you that, yeah, cyberbullying ain't so fucking bad now. These bullies in here are some fucking dicks. But then again, I gotta say, Connor's kind of a dick too. I'm not saying he's asking for it, but he keeps staring at these bullies like a motherfucker, and he's so quiet and silent and stuff like that. You thinking like, yeah, he looks like the type of kid that'll come back and probably shoot a school up or something like that, the way he stares at people and shit like that. Not gonna lie, it's kind of fucking creepy the way he does it. Every time he was like, the bully would turn around and look at him, he'd be staring right at him, just like, not saying nothing, just looking at him. It's just like, yeah, maybe you should just look that way. Look the other way. Stop provoking the... I'm not saying he's provoking the ass-whooping that are coming his way, but I don't know. Maybe if he looked the other way, I don't know. But either way, though, so next you know it, he's kind of stuck with the fact that his mom is dying. This tree monster shows up. Monster, if you will. That's what he's pretty much called. The monster. Monster here. And that's played by Liam Neeson in here, who's, shit, he's on a roll this year or whatever. He ain't doing his... Well, actually, no, let me take that back. Was it Taken 3 come out in January 2016? I can't remember. Either way, though, excuse me. Liam Neeson's in here. He playing the monster. And he comes and tells him, I love it too because Louis McDougal, he's just like, this is some fucked up dream I done made up. This ain't real or anything like that. I like this kid a lot in this movie. He does a damn good performance. Probably the best performance in the film because the damn show ain't Felicity Jones. She sucks ass. But either way, though, that's where we really ain't going to see eye to eye no more now. Because she sucks ass, whatever. But Louis McDougal's really good in here and stuff like that. You know, most kids, they'd be freaked out and stuff like that. Because this is like a fucking monster movie or something like that. This fucking thing shows up, bright ass red, big ass tree just breaks through his window and grabs his ass. And my black ass have been like, because he's like, Connor, I'm looking for you or something like that. I'd have been like, oh, Connor's my brother. He downstairs. You want to go get him right there or whatever. I would have been lying my ass. So I'd have been pissing my pants or something like that. But this monster shows up and tells him, hey, I got three stories I want to tell you. I'm going to tell you one at different times. I'm going to show up at the strike of noon or 12 or whatever the fuck it was and stuff like that. Because he just shows up randomly sometimes. But I know it always hits 12 when he does. I'm going to tell you three stories. And then at the end of my third story, you're going to tell me your nightmare. Because Connor keeps having nightmares. And you never really get to see the nightmare finish throughout the movie until the end after when he tells it. And it's pretty much the fact of him letting go of his mom. And he can't do anything to save her. So that's pretty much what his nightmare is. So that's your plot synopsis there, people. I gotta say, a lot of people are saying how emotionally moved they are by the film. The way I just described that, it makes me sound like, man, I want to watch this movie again. But then I did watch it again because they sent me the screen. I watched it again and said, nah, it's not in the movie. For me, personally, maybe this just ain't the thing for me. I just wasn't connecting and I didn't feel it personally. I thought it felt very contrived. I know I'm in the minority with that one because a lot of people are loving this film, probably putting it on their top 10 list and stuff like that. And it's most likely it's probably going to get nominated for an Oscar as well, too, in Best Picture category. But here, I just wasn't moved as much because it's kind of like Patriot's Day where it's like, for Patriot's Day, people were talking about how moving it was. And the only thing I really was moved by was just the bomb attacks and stuff like that. Because they're so recent in memory, it's like, I know this has happened to real people. Well, the thing here that they're using for this film here is his mom has cancer. You don't really get to spend any time with them, developing them as character. Well, with him you do, but not together, I mean, as one, you know, family stuff. The only thing you have based on is like, oh, what would you do if you were in that position? You know, that's the only thing you can think of. And, yeah, I would have wished I would have had more, a little bit more character depth of these two and to show how much of a perfect mother, perfect son, whatever the hell their relationship was or something like that, to kind of captivate on instead of just thinking, oh, what would I do in this situation? I know what I would do in this situation. I don't need this fucking movie to tell me what I would do in this situation. My mom, if I found out my mother had this or something like that and was dying or whatever, I'd be a broken shell of a man or whatever and stuff like that. My mother is my best friend, so if I knew this would happen, I'd be worse than this fucking kid, to be honest. And I'm a grown-ass man. So I don't need this movie to tell me, hey, what would you do? Yeah, learn how to let go. Yeah, because I can tell you this right now. This movie didn't teach me a goddamn thing in my life. I'm just like, yeah, that didn't help at all, actually. that didn't help at all, actually. And then when the monster shows up, he just, I don't know what the monster in my mind, what I had him originally going to do or anything like that. But I thought I had just a little bit more in my mind. He's going to do a little bit more than fucking tell him stories. And I was like, word? That's what you came for? To tell him stories or whatever? And stories that don't have shit to do with what's going on really right now. It's just stories that's like supposed to tell him stories of like, you know, wisdom and courage and shit like this or whatever. So when it all comes to the end of the movie, it makes a full big circle of saying, see? Just like in those stories. And it's like, what kind of bullshit is that? Whatever. I won't go on the level and say it felt pretentious because it didn't feel pretentious. It just like, oh, you trying to teach me a life lesson now? Okay, all right. Well, you're not doing a really good job to get to it. You're taking the long route of doing it. Let me go ahead and get into the positives of this film though. Because I don't absolutely hate the film. I think visionary. Yeah, it has a very vision style to it. Like the vision of this film just looks gorgeous. I love the look of this film. The monster, he can't make any fucking noises. Like, it was like some creaking noise. That chick kind of got on my nerves after a while. I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of a nitpick, but it got on my nerves. I noticed it very hard. I was like, okay, what the fuck is that? A robot or something like that? And Liam Neeson, he was fine. I didn't really care for him that. I thought he was much better in Silence for the little part he had in there and stuff like that. But the positive in here, Louis McDougal, I like this kid a lot. He's very, but the problem with this kid, though, or at least his character, is I never felt sympathetic towards him other than, oh man, his mom is dying. I should feel sorry for him. But it's like, he does some shit in here to where you kind of look at him and go like, never really redeems himself as a good character or a character you could get behind or anything like that. And I know that's probably saying, oh, his mom is dying though, but he does some shit in here to Sigourney Weaver's house where he breaks all her shit when she tells him not to touch it because she's old, and they make that joke. She collected a lot of old stuff. She even has this clock in her house that was like passed down from generation to generation. She was hoping to give it to her daughter, you know. It's been passed down from generation to generation. And Connor here goes in his little fantasy world when he gets told the second story from the monster of, you know, a dad and his two daughters and stuff like that. He breaks shit. He breaks every fucking thing. He destroys this fucking clock. And I love it too because Sigourney Weaver, she walks through the door and she sees him stand there with a bat and he like kind of walks away from the door too. And she goes in that room and everything is broken and stuff like that. She just looks at him, closes the door, and walks out. I'd have beat his ass. I'd have towed that ass up, whatever. I'd been like, come here. Fucking cookies and crackers and tea my ass, whatever. Shit, I'm going to give you an American ass whooping right here. I'd have towed that kid's ass up. But she did. She kind of held back. And they kind of have a... Ever since that incident right there, his relationship with the adults in the film, after that, for me, they just feel like they just went disconnected after that. Like, after that incident right there, like, he barely chatted with any of them. His father, who, honestly, I don't even know why he was in the fucking film, to be honest. Toby Kebbell, I think, does a great performance. He gives a good performance. Honestly, I don't even know why the fuck he was there. He just there to show, hey, you can come stay with me for Christmas, and then I'll bring you right back. It's like, the fuck, dude? My mother's dying. You're my next legal guardian, if you will, and shit like that, even if you guys are divorced. And the most you can say, because he moved to America. He moved to Los Angeles there. He met somebody else, had another kid, I believe. I can't remember. I think it was a kid or two of them. I think it's just one, yeah. And he lives in some small apartment out in L.A. or whatever and shit. And instead of just saying, hey, you know, you know, he tells me, hey, you got to be a man. You got to face these facts. But this kid's like fucking 8 or 10 years old and stuff like that. He's like, oh, you got to grow up and go live with your grandmother and shit. Like, it's like, word? What kind of fucking man are you? You mean tell me, hold on, mother's dying. You're my fucking father. And you're telling me, oh, you just can't live with me, son. You know, I don't have the room or anything like that or whatever. It's like, you fucking pussy, dude. It's like, or why are you here? Are you just here to add more pain to the story of like, oh, now you can't even live with his father or something like that? It's just like, for me, the story element of that one just felt kind of weak as fuck. It was just like, it served no purpose. And honestly, you probably could have took that out, kept the same movie, and it would have trimmed down maybe about 10, 15 minutes or something like that. And it would have been just perfectly fine if you asked me. I like Toby Kebbell's performance in here. Didn't care for the character at all. Thought the character was weak as hell. Sigourney Weaver, she's good. That British accent gets fucked up a little bit at times, whatever, but she's fine. I mean, she's not really doing much here. Felicity Jones now. That girl this year is just not doing it for me at all. Rogue One, I thought she was bland as fuck. She just bland. Inferno, she sucked ass. That Tom Hanks, yeah, nobody likes to remember that shit. That Tom Hanks Inferno film, the Da Vinci Code trilogy, whatever the hell it is. She sucked ass. And in here, she's there. Like, I ain't gonna lie, the makeup on his film looks damn good. Because they made her look like she was just straight up dying and shit like that. Like, she looked awful in this film. And she's a pretty girl, but she looked awful in this film. I mean, fucking bloody awful. I just look at her like, holy shit, yeah. But as far as her acting goes, I didn't buy any bit of it. I thought she was just bad. And, well, I don't say bad, but I was just like, she's like, yeah, you could have got way, someone way. Hell, I would even prefer Sigourney Weaver in that role, to be honest, or whatever. I think she would have did a better job in here. But yeah, Felicity Jones, just, she did not carry herself at all in this film for me. I didn't feel any bit of emotion from her when she was talking to the kid or anything like that. She's mainly, the emotion, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not, whatever, but maybe people only feel for her in this film is just because she has cancer and the makeup in here is so good. She literally looks like she's dying in here and stuff like that. So they're just like, oh my God, I feel so sorry for her and stuff like that. But when it comes to her acting in here, I thought that shit was just flat as fuck, dude. I don't know if it's her accent or what it is and stuff like that's holding her back to really range the emotion that she's supposed to be doing in these films, Star Wars Inferno and this film. But my God, stop putting this fucking woman in high-profile films or whatever, because she needs to take a step back just a little bit, because I just not feeling her this year at all. I have not seen her in a film this year where I was like, she was so good in this film. She really stood out in here. No, she sucked in all three of the movies I've seen. I can't remember if she was in anything else beforehand, which I will look up actually right about now. But in here, there's even a scene too. Now, I know it's a dream sequence where Connor's telling his nightmare and he's supposedly like trying to save his mom off a cliff and stuff like that. She's looking at him and she's smiling. Now, I know this is a dream sequence and stuff like that, and it's kind of there to help him progress as a character. So maybe that I can't really use that as an initiative argument there or whatever, stuff like that. But she's smiling at him and she's hanging off this cliff. And I'm just like, okay, can you show me some kind of danger or peril that you're in or something like that? You know, I mean, show me something here, please. Just show me something. but no, I just... No. That's right. The only thing I think she was ever good in was probably okay in was The Theory of Everything, I guess. But she wasn't really given much to do in here. I thought she sucked in Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2. She's Felicia, I believe. Yeah, she was Felicia. She was Felicia, yeah. And here she had these three films, and she fucking sucked in those as well, too. Why the fuck would you get this boring bitch as Felicia? Okay, never mind. Anyway, and the stories now. I thought they were really good. I thought the stories were really good, how they were done. The watermark animated style. It kind of almost looks stop motion in a way. Watermark stop motion here. They looked really fucking unique. And this director here, he has a vision like no other. He's doing Jurassic World 2, if I'm not believing. J.A. Bayona here. And I think the dude just has an incredible sense of style to his films and stuff like that. So I'll give him credit on that one. I don't even think this movie is bad on his fault or anything like that. Well, not even bad. Let me say, not in my taste on his fault. More so on the writing part here and stuff like that. Because I think he did a fantastic job directing the film here. It just didn't move me as much as other people. And I was wanting to get moved. I really was. I was forcing myself in some parts or whatever and stuff. But it just felt very contrived. And I just didn't care for the film when it came to an end. The stories I thought were good here. There's a story about an evil queen who possibly killed the king and the son ran off with his I don't remember what they use her, but she's kind of a peasant in a way. He runs off with her only for her to die and for the whole village to, because they love this girl and stuff like that, to want to rage a war against the queen, only to find out that the queen didn't kill those people. It was the prince and stuff like that. He killed his beloved and stuff like that to drive the village to the... So I guess it was kind of a story of, like, not everything seems the way it may seem just because of the circumstances of what you may see or what you may believe. The second story was... it was about a guy who used, like, medicines and stuff like that from a tree, but they didn't want to chop this tree down. And it was, they kind of banned his practitioner, if you will, but his daughters were dying, and he goes to this doctor, if you will, to ask for his assistance to help his daughters from dying, and the doctors pretty much tell him, no, fuck off, I'm not helping you at all, whatever. And then the third story is pretty much about a boy who's not seen anymore, and you see this one in the trailer where they're in the cafeteria, because this bully, man, I gotta tell you, man, he used some powerful shit. This bully did a good job too. This is powerful, some powerful shit right here. Instead of going over there and beating his ass, he goes over there and pours his drink over his notebook and stuff like that, because he probably has some ugly ass drawings or something like that, and he just tells him, I know why you stare at me now and stuff like that. It's because you want to be noticed, you want attention. Well, guess what? You're no longer noticeable to me. I no longer see you. You're nothing to me. I was like, God damn, shit. I ain't never had no kid tell me no shit like that. I'd be like, I wouldn't even know how to react. I'd be like, well, damn. Oh, okay. You don't see me no more. You know, I mean, how does that work out? Something like that. So this kid, I love it too, because this is some ultimate bullshit here too. This kid, he gets told the story. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to show him. He'll see me. So he beats the fuck out of him. Kicks his ass, basically, and stuff like that. Just punches to the face. And the principal, I love this shit. She tell you put him in the hospital. It's just like, yeah, after the three ass whoopings he didn't gave me before in this film. A family talking about press charge. Shut the fuck. Whatever. His mom starts to die and stuff like that. So this is where the monster comes in. The monster... Well, he goes to the monster himself, kicks his fucking tree, and says, hey, help my mom. All right, the medicine's not working. You said that you could help her and stuff like that. And, you know, the monster says, now it's time for you to tell me your nightmare and stuff like that. And so, that's pretty much how the movie wraps up with his mother dying and stuff like that. I thought this scene right here, I thought it was good. For every little bit of emotional contrived that I thought was contrived and stuff like that, I thought this scene right here actually was just better than the rest of the other scenes. So like, I actually did like this scene until she looked up at the monster and then smiled at her, and I was like, oh, okay, all right. So she can see the fucking monster. I said, so they both sniffing the same goddamn glue then. Okay, they both high as fuck then. And then he goes to his new room at his grandma's house. He flips through his mom's old art book and stuff like that because, you know, his grandmother put it on the table there. And then next thing you know it, he flips through and he sees the monster and he's like, oh, she could see it too. Then the movie wraps up with her. I thought it was kind of a cool the way it ended and stuff like that. I didn't really care about the whole fact that they could see the monster stuff, but I just like the way it ended. Like, it just ended with him being able to know that, oh, his mom saw the monster too, and he just kind of looks up and stuff like that, and it just kind of cuts off black and stuff like that. I thought it was a cool little ending. It's funny because it's marketed like it's a family film, but yet it's not a fucking family film. Because I feel like some hearts will be tugged in this film and stuff like that. Because, look, cancer is a motherfucker. I mean, I am one of those, obviously people know, my fiance, she had it and stuff like that. So I won't say I'm a victim firsthand of it, but I'm a victim firsthand of being the person in the room watching that person pass away or stuff like that. So this movie's kind of in a way marketed to me. And yet I still didn't feel anything for this fucking film, to be honest. Nonetheless, though, I don't hate the film. I like the style of it. I like the direction it took. I like a lot of things more than I didn't like. It's just more so of the emotional pull here that just didn't captivate me into saying, I love this film now. Because this seems like a film that I should be loving. It seems like it has every bit of the elements in here that, for me, should work. But it just didn't when it comes down to it. Plus, you had sorry-ass Felicity Jones in, so what does that tell you? But nonetheless, though, I thought my rating might have been lower than this, but I started thinking about it more as the days passed by and stuff like that. And I was like, that's really the only problem I had with it is Felicity Jones, sorry ass. Some of the characters not needing to be there, and just not really pulling me as much here. So for me, I know people, I'm in the minority here, and people probably gonna love this film, but I don't hate the film at all. And if you do enjoy it, I get it. I do get it. But you're wrong about Felicity. She does suck. I'm sorry. She sucks. So I'm gonna give it a rent it. I'll drop a rent it on here. I think people probably will enjoy it. I don't know. Some people might walk out pretentious. I know there's a few little numbers here that are walking out of here kind of agreeing with me, but they're kind of going on the way worse of ends. They talking about it's just complete trash and stuff like that. I think there is some elements in here, and there are some good things you can see in here. Nothing to really rush you, make you rush and go out and see the film or anything like that, but there are good elements in here if you are a cinephile or a film. I hate using that fucking term, film, but I hate that fucking term, to be honest. So, never mind. Just go ahead. I give it a rent it. And that is A Monster Calls. Just rent it. The truth that you hide. The truth you dream. The truth you
dream. I'm sorry you have to face this, but you have to be brave. Do you understand?
What shall I destroy next?
Break the windows!
Break them yourself.
It's okay that you're angry.
This is why you